Hey Professor, how did the evening go? Did you and the guys have fun? Yeah? Great. It makes me happy to see you happy. I know the divorce has been rough on you and you get so consumed in your work. All that time on a computer, stuck in your office, fixing our problems when we come and see you. Endless hours. Grading papers. You deserve some pleasure in your life. I just fixed a cup of tea for myself. Okay if I stay for a few minutes and finish it? Yeah? Thank you. The kids. Oh, they were great. No trouble at all. They worked on homework. We had fun making some pizza. And then I let them watch some screens. So, an uneventful night. Where did you go? Really? A cabaret? Wow. I mean, isn't that really another way of saying, wow, a strip club? No need to blush. No judgment from me. Really, it's totally fine. After all, you're single now. So you can do whatever you like. It wouldn't have been my first guess. As students, we tend to think of our teachers as living wholly in their brain. So scholarly, so logical, you know, living their life of the mind, the search for truth and beauty, all that intellectualizing. It's funny to think of you at a strip club and kind of endearing too. You know, one of my classmates dances at one. I won't tell you who it is, but it's good money. You just have to pretend to like customers, smile a lot, wiggle your ass. So, did you enjoy yourself? I'll bet the girls were all over you. A nice guy. Someone with class, a regular job, making a decent living. They knew as soon as you walked in, they'll target you. It must have been nice for you to be the center of attention, to have a woman give you your own personal lap dance. And I do have to say, you did look a little bit more flushed than usual when you came home. So forgive my intriguing, but please don't feel you have to answer. I don't want to embarrass you. But from what I know about male sexuality, you must have had a major erection. And the men I know, when they get in that state, they have to have some kind of release. It's simply the physics of anatomy. Is there like a private room for that? Do you have to pay extra? I hear those places have a no touching policy. Isn't that right? Wow, that must have been really difficult for you. I mean, so many guys have told me that when they're sexually aroused, you know, when we're kissing and touching each other, or when I rub my hand up and down the thigh, they tell me that, well, if they had an erection for a long time, it gets really painful and their balls ache and churn, and it's torture for them until the stress is relieved and the balls are emptied. I'm sorry, that's very inappropriate of me. I don't know what came over me. Forget what I just said, okay? Can, if I bring my tea over to the couch? Yeah? Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about erections or draining a man's balls. I'm not going to look at any bump you might have in your pants, even if I'm dying to. I mean, you know, Just out of curiosity. So move over a little bit so I can sit next to you. There, that's good. So you want a sip of my tea? This is nice. Can I tell you something? I feel very close to you. Not just because we're sitting next to each other, but because, well, I like you. I feel bad for you. You didn't ask to be single. You definitely didn't deserve this divorce. Can I tell you something else? I've always had a bit of a crush on you. Could you tell? Have you noticed that I'm always coming to your office with lots of questions? My friends have often commented that they often see the two of us laughing at something that we've both found funny. And I love the way you treat me, not as a student, but as an equal. There's no talking down to me. I mean, you're seriously interested in me as a person. I've never caught you looking at me inappropriately, even if part of me wanted that. In fact, every time you've asked me to babysit your children, I've wondered, is he asking me because at some level he's attracted to me? I know that's so cliche, right? But the male professor and the female student, the divorced older man and the younger woman babysitter, but I always think that every cliche is only a cliche because it holds some truth, right? And my truth is, well, I want to please you physically. I hate to think of you in pain, your balls full with your seed, your penis confined, struggling against your underwear, tight, restricted. Longing for release. Would you close your eyes for me? Go on. Lean your head back into the cushion. Now spread yourself out on the couch. Go on. Get nice and comfortable. So, I have a suggestion. How about just for tonight, we forget I'm your student or your babysitter? Instead, I'm one of those dancers at the strip club. Someone who took a shine to you. Someone who's come back to your place for a drink. But inside, you're secretly hoping it'll be something more. That poor penis will finally get some loving attention. I know, Daddy, it's been too long. You need a woman's soft lips on you. Her breath caressing your shaft, her tongue covering it with those lovely licks and swirls. Can I take it out? I want to see you, all of you. Wow, that's beautiful. Oh, Daddy, you're so hard. Look at those veins standing out, pulsating. You poor thing. You really do need some attention. Can I kiss it? I want to slide my lips over your tip. Like this. You like that, don't you? Do you like my lips that feel soft and wet and warm, sliding down over the head of your beautiful penis, and then letting my tongue slide all around the rim. Does that feel good to you? Yeah? Let my lips be your cunt. Let my mouth be a tight young pussy for you. Oh, fuck. This is so sexy. I've fantasized about this so many times. You, stretched out on the sofa like this, moaning in pleasure, all because I'm sucking your cock, attending to you, making you feel good, bringing you to the point where the pleasure is almost unbearable for you. Do you want to know what would please me the most? I'd love to make you climax. I want to see your seed dribbling out of you, running down your shaft. As you moan and sob, all because my touch is too much to bear. I want to love your balls, your full, straining balls. So full, they can't contain your seed any longer. Oh, your balls are so tight. Let me stroke them like this. Would it help if I lick them? Please, can I do that? Oh God, I can feel you twitching. Yes, that's it, baby. Don't hold it in anymore. I can let it flow out of you. And if you're ready, I'd love you to come in my mouth. I'm so thirsty for you. Please, Daddy, will you come for me? Please, give me all your sticky thick cream. I want it all, just for me. I want to be your baby girl, your good girl, drinking my daddy down. Please, babe, let it flow out of you. I want to swallow you, to know that you've given your essence to me and only to me. Please, come for me. Yes. That's it. Let me have it all. Let me suck the stress, the ache out of your poor, swollen balls. Wow, that was a lot. How long have you been packed up? You poor man. You know, you don't have to go to a strip club for sexual stimulation. I'm right here, and I'd love to take care of you in every way, especially sexually. Can I do that? Can I be your woman? Your girl? Yes? I'm going to make you feel so good. You have no idea. Do you want me to stay over? Are you sure? You know, the neighbours might see me coming out of the house tomorrow. And what will you say to the kids? Wow. I did not expect you to do that. But I would love to. So, why don't you get yourself cleaned up? And I'll see you upstairs.